Panda Cubs, 小猫宝宝们，你好 ！Welcome back to Panda Cub Stories， 欢迎回到小猫宝宝故事。今天讲第七集 ，Today is Episode 7， 寻找神仙 ，Seeking an Immortal。上次我们讲到 ，Last time when we left off， 美猴王离开了花果山。The Monkey King left the mountain of flowering fruit. 他的那艘小船带着他漂洋过海 and his little boat carried him across the great oceans and vast seas. 一晃 and before he knew it, 就过了好几年 Several years had passed. 在这期间 by this time, 美猴王踏遍了北方的土地和南方的土地The Monkey King had visited the lands of the north and the lands of the south. 他访遍了东边的国家和西边的国家 and he'd visited the nations of the east and too the nations of the west. 美猴王也遇见了各种各样的人 and the Monkey King had met all kinds of people. 还从他们那里学了人的话和人的习惯。And from them, he had learned human speech and human ways. 可是 but still, 美猴王依然没有找到能教他长生不老本领的神仙。The Monkey King had not yet found an immortal to teach him the secret to everlasting life. 所以啊 and so, 他继续寻找着。He continued to search. 有一天One day, 美猴王来到一座高山前。The Monkey King came across a tall mountain. 山上大雾弥漫 and the mountain was shrouded in mist. 森林笼罩其中 and was covered by a dense forest.
那座山似乎在招呼 and the mountain seemed to beckon.
仿佛 as if...仿佛唱着一首只有美猴王才能听到的歌曲 as if singing a song that only the Monkey King could hear. Ah, aha! The Monkey King said to himself, 美猴王暗中想 The immortals must be hiding here. 神仙一定藏在这里 And so the Monkey King entered the misty forest.美猴王便走进了那雾蒙蒙的森林。走着走着 ，and as he walked， 他开始听到一个人在唱歌。He began to hear the sound of someone singing， 真正的在唱歌啊 ，really singing。一闪 ，quick as a flash， 美猴王滋溜的上了树。The Monkey King zipped up a tree and hid amongst the leaves， 藏在树叶之中。And he thought to himself, 他心想着，如果那神仙看不见我 if the immortals cannot see me, then 他们就不会躲着我 then they will not hide from me. Before long, 没过多久，那唱歌的人走进了他的视野。The singer walked into view. The girl sang as she walked.一位女子一边走一边唱歌 stopping here and there to gather herbs and mushrooms. 偶尔随处停下来采草药和蘑菇。哗的一声 and with a whooping cry, 美猴王从树上跳了下来。The Monkey King leapt down from the tree, 直接跪在她的面前 and knelt right in front of her.The girl was so startled, she almost dropped the mushroom she carried. 那女子吓了一跳，手里拿的那些蘑菇几乎掉了下来。尊敬的神仙 ,respected immortal, 美猴王对她说 ,the Monkey King said to her, Please accept me as your student, 请您收我做您的徒弟吧。The girl laughed, 那女子笑了笑。快快请起来。Please, please do get up, she said. 她说，我可不是什么神仙 for I am no immortal. Of course you are, 您当然是啊，美猴王回答道。The Monkey King replied, still kneeling, 依然跪在地上。If you were not an immortal,
若您不是神仙 why else would you be in this place and singing that song? 您怎会在这里唱着那首歌呢？听到这里 hearing this, 那女子笑了笑 the girl smiled. Ah, 她说 she said, truth be told, 说实话这首歌确实是一位神仙教我的。It was an immortal who taught me that song. 他的名字 his name, 叫做菩提祖师 is the master, the 祖师菩提。And he lives right here on Mount Lingtai. 他就住在这座灵台方寸山 and in the cave of the slanting moon.斜月三星洞里不过 however 这位菩提祖师 the 祖师菩提 he rarely accepts pupils 他一般是不收徒弟的 you will only find him if he wishes to be found 你得找到他他也要愿意才行 and with this the girl bid the monkey king farewell 说完了那女子向美猴王道了别便走了 and left
谢谢谢谢啦 thank you thank you
美猴王向她渐渐消失的背影喊去 the monkey king called to her vanishing figure 然后她自己也上了路 and then he too hurried along his way 她很快地走出了那片迷雾And he made his way quickly through the mists, still following that music that only he could hear, 一直跟随着那只有他才听得见的音乐。终于 finally, 他走到了一个林间空地。He reached a clearing, and there in front of him, 在他面前便是个洞门 a cave door. The cave door was shut tight,洞门关得紧紧的。美猴王走上前，正准备敲门。And the monkey king walked up to the door and was about to knock when 他停了下来。He stopped. No, 不，他自言自语道。He said to himself, The 祖师菩提 will only be found if he wishes to be found. 菩提祖师只有在他自己希望被人找到的时候才会被找到。If he is truly an immortal, 如果他真正的是神仙, then he already knows I am here. 那他已经知道我在这儿了。I will wait here. 就让我在这儿等他吧。And so the monkey king climbed onto a pine tree. 美猴王便爬上了一棵松树 and began to wait. 开始。And that's our story for the week, Panda Cubs. 熊猫宝宝们，这周的故事就讲到这里了。接下来的故事，我们下周继续讲。We will continue the story next week. Goodbye, Panda Cubs. 熊猫宝宝们，再见。